WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at GearWork.net, WildTalkRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. I am your host, Lindsay Warden. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin'.
I don't want to grow up. I just want to be a Toys R Us kid.
God damn it, Amazon! Why did you have to kill Toys R Us? Why? I mean, they're not directly responsible for it, but they are directly responsible for it. Let's be real. The whole online Amazon thing is just, like, killing everything, but I get stuff in 2 days, so I'm not going to be that mad at it. But still, we have to grow up. I don't want to grow up.
I want to be a Target kid. Does not have the same ring to it.
Doesn't even have the same amount of syllables.
No. Target. No.
It's 2 versus 3.
It doesn't. By the way, at Wild Talk Radio, I'm a radio show at Lindsay Ward. You can tweet us during the show. Come to WildTalkRadio.com and chat along with us. Or go to WildTalkRadio.net or RackRadioShow.com. Whichever site you choose, we greatly appreciate you joining us. Yeah. I'm sad about Toys R Us. I really am.
With any luck, they'll come back as an online business, but I doubt it.
I guess on the plus side, Circuit City's eventually coming back.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bringing them back out. Brick and mortars. Slowly. They're going to.
I remember getting all excited when I was little and walking into the plug for Circuit City. With the commercial where the plug would come down and it would come into the store and they had the plug in the front of the store. Yeah. I used to get really excited when I was little. Don't ask me why.
Reasons.
Next thing you're going to tell me CompUSA is going to come back. You remember that one? Anybody?
Is Bueller? CompUSA coming?
It was a computer store. It was like a...
No, I know. Oh, I know. I was seeing if it was coming back. Apparently not. I think they merged with Tiger Direct, it says.
Yeah, and then they closed all the stores.
I remember CompUSA, but anyway. So there's that. But yeah, Circuit City is eventually going to come back.
Interesting.
Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
It was a rumor a while back, so.
I think I heard that rumor, and they were looking into it, but I think they were also trying to keep it as online because, you know, obviously online is a much cheaper format than brick-and-mortar stores. And anymore, I think people are more inclined to get it shipped to them than they are to go out and buy it. Unless you just really need it, like, that day. But it's like, I got a week.
Circuit City was originally set to open in June 2016, but postponed relaunch was announced for CES this year. This relaunch was again missed, with the website says Circuit City has experienced a far bigger volume to its corporate site, and they are making sure the website can handle the traffic and that Circuit City is coming back soon. So stay tuned. The cliffhanger. The cliffhanger.
So, you know, aside from general news, we do actually have wrestling news that we have to talk about this week. So I say we don't delay any further.
But can we? I mean...
I know. It's not good news. It's not really fun news, but it's news.
Presented by Garwork.net.
Yes, Garwork.net. Ding! You know what? Let's start with the fun news first, and then we'll get to the bad news, I guess. So, the big announcement for the Hall of Fame this week was Kid Rock, which I don't think anybody was really surprised at, but it confirms the theory that we talked about. Well, it doesn't confirm a theory, but
it does.
It helps the theory that is slowly picking up steam.
Okay.
And that is,
yeah, go ahead.
Like, nobody, it was on nobody's radar till we said something Monday night, and then suddenly everybody's like, oh, hey, look, The Undertaker's gonna come back as American Badass. Like, everybody figured it out.
Cage side seats, busted open radio on Sirius XM, Bubba Ray Dudley. Everyone's now picking up on our theory that we've had for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we figured this out like 2 weeks ago. Thanks, yeah. WWE Shop!
Yeah. Yeah, his logo's there.
It's
Find
there.
It. It's a thing. We've been mentioning it. We're the Scoops providers. When he doesn't come up as American Badass, then, you know, it doesn't matter. But we're Scoops.
Well, it could either be a swerve, or it could be he's actually going to do it. I think he's actually going to do it, just because he can come out in jeans and a t-shirt. And he doesn't have to wear gear.
I think it'll be a hybrid version of it. He'll be in gear, but he won't be...
It'll be the pants.
Yeah.
That he has. It'll just be the black, like, pleather pants, and he'll probably wear... It's going to be the same exact Undertaker gear, just a slightly different presentation of it.
Pretty much.
As long as he does not break out the snakeskin pants from the Great American Bash, I think we're okay.
God, I remember them. Ooh, they were awful.
Those were some bad pants, man. He tried something. He did not succeed.
I hope SI.com is still running with the story that The Undertaker is not wrestling at WrestleMania.
I think they are.
I think they're very adamant of it. About it. Undertaker is not working this year. It'll be the first WrestleMania without him in a long time. Like, they're very adamant about it. They're also very adamant that Rey Mysterio is fighting John Cena.
It's a swerve.
Swerve. Rey Mysterio is going to come out in the Undertaker gear.
He could.
Booyaka, bitches. Booyaka.
Booyaka bong. Anyway, moving on from that.
But no, I want to mention Kid Rock first. Let's talk about Kid Rock for a quick second.
Okay. Before we move on from that.
Yeah. Because we should actually give him a second of airtime.
Do we have to?
Yes. No one should be shocked. No one should be surprised. Please don't get up in arms about Kid Rock joining the Hall of Fame.
What is there to get up in arms about Kid Rock joining the Hall of Fame? He's going into the celebrity wing. Actually, if you look at him, he probably has more qualifications than a lot of the celebrities that they put in recently.
His politics, his history, yada, yada, yada.
Well, I mean, yeah, the man's a total tool, but
there are many
I think we're
tools.
All perfectly aware of that.
But there are people up in arms. I mean, maybe they'll go to change.org for that one, too.
It's not that serious. It's really not, y'all. It's not that serious.
I mean, the internet. We're all up in arms. Just go there.
And, well, let's just go ahead and go there with it. We are not going to get into this story because Rock has been making friends all week about this story. And basically, it was announced today that WWE has changed the name of the Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania. It will no longer be the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal. It will now simply be the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal.
Not the first ever.
This officially makes it not the first ever because, as we all remember, there was the Miss WrestleMania Battle Royal, which ironically Kid Rock performed at.
Played the entrance for you.
Played the entrance for several years ago. So this could potentially put the Women's Battle Royal on the pre-show, but we'll have to see.
Don't at me. Don't at me on that one, because, you know, y'all complain about it. Don't at
me. Just be nice when you
just
at
be
me. Nice.
Be nice when you at me. Don't be hateful.
No, I'm talking to you.
No.
Be nice, you.
No. Anyway, yes. Enjoy it. Change.org. It happens.
Yeah, and for the record, just to basically say, the ultimate thing that pushed it over the edge for WWE, because there were a lot of protests for this, was somebody got a hold of Snickers, and Snickers basically asked that the name be pulled. So that is the reason why it got changed, is somebody actually contacted the physical sponsor for WrestleMania and was like, hey, or one of the physical sponsors for WrestleMania
Snickers.
And was like, you know.
Snickers.
Yeah. Well, they have many sponsors. Snickers isn't the only one, but they got hold of pretty much the main sponsor for WrestleMania and was like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure, we should probably change that. So that's what happened. But there have been petitions, there have been people on social media going crazy, so, but yeah. Justice has been served, the name has been changed. Can we all please move on now?
Oh my god. Guys did something. Congratulations.
Moving on!
She doesn't want me talking.
You've done enough.
she does not want me to talk at all about this.
We agreed before we started the show we weren't gonna.
I know. But if I had to say one thing.
No. Jeff, moving on. If I moving had to, on. No.
Can I say one thing?
No.
Yes.
No.
Can I say one, please? Can say one thing. Jeff Hardy, you're an idiot.
Oh, we're going there with it?
See, it was a swerve.
Well, since you're going there with it, I was going to go to WrestleMania back in New Jersey, potentially.
You don't want me to talk about that.
Well, let's talk about that, and then let's do the Jeff Hardy thing.
All right, go ahead.
So, it's being rumored, hinted at, basically, Matt Live announced. Huh?
Tomorrow.
That, you know, there's a major announcement coming, which basically everybody's taking that as WrestleMania is going back to New York. Again.
NJ.com has confirmed that it will be WrestleMania announcement tomorrow, 11 a.m. in New Jersey. Yay!
I mean, that's great that's their home territory, and obviously New York is very accommodating to them. They're able to get probably really good deals on the buildings and everything like that, but I'm so tired of it being in New York. It's been in New York. It was, what, there for 29. It was there for 20.
And it's more New York just gets everything.
New York just gets everything. Like, you know, basically, I personally... This is me. I want them to bring WrestleMania back to Atlanta because we just opened a big brand new stadium that's very nice, and they need to set a record in it, and also I want to be able to go to WrestleMania again and not have to travel because that would be superb. But yeah, so I'm you know, basically, yay, it's going to be in New York. So in New York is good for them because everybody can fly in internationally. It's a major hub, so, you know, you don't have to connect in. There's mass transit, so it's easy for people to get around. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to having it in a city like New York.
But it's not in New York.
It's in Jersey, yes. But they do a lot of the festivities in.
No, in Jersey. Access is in Jersey. Unless this year they're moving into Brooklyn, which they could.
They're probably going to move it to Brooklyn.
It'd be smart to move it to Brooklyn, but still, it's not
They'll here. Probably do Access and Hall of Fame in the city, and then they'll do the actual show at MetLife.
I mean, it's cool that you're going back to New York, but I'm tired of being teased and teased and teased. No payoff.
They should take it to Philly, too.
We were in consideration.
You could have Jason Kelsey grand marshal it, for the love of God. He could come out in his mummer outfit.
There was no other better time than this year to bring it to Philly. Like, come on. You had it. But this was all decided in December, so it doesn't matter. Anyway,
maybe next year.
No, they won't do it in Northeast 2 years in a row, so you can go to California or something.
Bring it to Georgia.
Or they'll probably go to Minnesota, because everyone wants to go to Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, Minnesota. Such the garden spot in March. In April. Isn't there snow on the ground?
Isn't there always snow on the ground?
Fair point. All right, moving on. Blame subs. Right, no, it's not Saturday night, but we do have two blame subs.
All right, first one.
Oh, there's no intro?
I'm going to hit the bumper if you say it.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going to do this in order of relevance. Chase Stevens.
Say his full thing.
Oh, you want me to say the full... Okay, all right. Well, I don't know how you do these.
Yeah, you say the whole bit, and then... The bumper.
So basically, Chase Stevens beat the crap out of Brian Christopher at a hotel after Christopher got drunk, and Chase was trying to calm him down, according to the witness, who's also his girlfriend, because Christopher was, like, out of his mind. And, well, both men were arrested. Brian Christopher had severe lacerations on his face. Both of his eyes were black from being punched multiple times. There was blood everywhere in the room, apparently. And, yeah, so Chase Stevens, of TNA fame, of The Natural's fame, arrested for assault.
Hashtag blame sub.
And technically,
Hashtag blame Brent.
Ooh, a twofer.
I mean, the lacerations and everything, you know.
He did have to have surgery.
He did have to have surgery, so it does count there.
Yes, Brian Christopher did have to have surgery due to the injuries that were sustained. So, as you can imagine, that was not a, I'm going to call him you down beating. That was a, I'm going to beat the crap out of you beating, which clearly Stevens did. Christopher is pressing charges, so we will keep an eye on that story as it progresses. As of this time, Chase is out of jail, and Christopher is out of the hospital. So.
And now let's talk about the other one.
Jeff Hardy. Jeffrey Nero Hardy.
Brother Nero.
Oh, dear. Dude got arrested on a DWI. He was not speeding. But he got pulled over for some reason.
He was in an accident.
Oh, that's right. He was in an accident. That's right. And basically, they did a DUI, or did a drug test on him, did a breathalyzer on him. He blew over the legal limit.
0.25.
Jeez.
So, and we can officially put him in the...
Hashtag blame sub.
He was arrested. There is a mugshot out there. He has been released on bond at this time. I'm not sure if this makes the story worse or more laughable, which is really not that laughable. So I guess it does, in fact, make it worse. Is that Rebbie Hardy, Jeff's sister-in-law, if you don't know who that is.
Queen Rebecca
gave a very interesting statement concerning the arrest, where basically people were saying that, you know, oh, because about the final or the ultimate deletion, that Jeff is not a part of it, that, oh, Jeff should be a part of it. And Queen Rebecca shot back that, no, he's doing his own thing. He's not needed.
They are trying to distance themselves from Jeffrey right now, which is not surprising.
Which is not surprising because it's damage control, and also Matt does have a history of substance abuse as well, because Matt put out a tweet basically saying that I've been clean and sober since I became broken Matt Hardy. That's all him. That's not me. That's all him. So they're very much trying to do damage control right now and really protect themselves, which you can't fault them for, because again, everything I think with the deal with WWE depends on them essentially not screwing up, which now Jeff has done in a major way by getting arrested for DUI, because I think, or actually DWI, because they probably signed the deal with the explanation of we're clean, we're sober, we're good, all that stuff is behind us, we're not drug users anymore, we're not abusing alcohol anymore, we're family men, we've got this great gimmick, we're going to come in with it, and then boom.
He has been hit with a 30-day revocation of his license, and he's due in court on the 16th of April.
So, by the way, in case you're interested and you want to join the prayer circle on Monday, the ultimate deletion is this Monday on Monday Night Raw. I will be around my little Halloween Bray Wyatt shrine praying for his soul, because dude's going to do something stupid.
Yeah.
And also, if you have not watched the Ride Along with the Miz and the Miztourage, I suggest you do so. Bo Dallas gets drunk and talks about cows.
And chicken and horses.
And such. But he gets drunk on champagne. After, on a full stomach, I might add. It explains a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Explains a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But last but certainly not least, looks like the gorgeous ladies of wrestling are going to meet. WWE and the Stars of GLOW are going to have a little face-off.
Yeah, on the TBS show, the one that produced by James Corden, Drop the Mic. Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Alicia Fox, and Carmella will be taking on four of the Stars of GLOW in a rap battle. I think it's this weekend.
This weekend. Personally, they should have gotten Bo Dallas.
They should have. I thought that show aired on like Thursdays, but apparently not.
I'm not sure when it's aired.
Oh, because of the tournament, it's on at different times. That's why. It usually aired on TBS, but because of the basketball. That would be why. That's why it's on a different day and time. Used to be on like either Tuesdays or Thursdays. So that is why it's on at a different point. But it's coming. It's to help promote WrestleMania and such. So there you go.
There you go. So all right. Well, little mixed match challenge.
It is time to mix it up.
You don't scare me, big boy. But you just listen to me. Exactly as I say, we'll become Mixed Match Challenge champions, so put her there.
It's the Mixed Match Challenge recap.
So what happened this week?
Things happened this week.
Okay, that's your Mixed Match Challenge review.
I'm just gonna say this. Charlotte is so in love with Bobby Roode.
Yeah, she is.
She is completely and 100% in love with him. I don't blame her at all, but they have fabulous chemistry together.
So it was Bobby Roode and Charlotte taking on the actual couple, Lana and Rusev. I enjoyed the hell out of Charlotte mocking the Lana is the best, doing her own version, Charlotte is the best, Charlotte number one.
Yes, that was fantastic. Like, this whole thing was... I love this so much. Oh, yeah. I love this whole thing so much.
One of the things we noticed watching is that Lana has put on some muscle.
Well, yeah, she's been putting out those workout videos with Rusev.
Oh, yeah. But you saw it, you know, you actually saw physically that she's put on a lot of muscle.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Which is good, which will help her in the ring because she'll be able to do more and actually her body will take more of it, be able to take the impact. And she looked pretty good in the ring.
Well, yeah, and it'll also help improve her wrestling because the more muscle she puts on, the stronger she'll be, which means she can do more moves and be more physical in the ring, which is obviously what she wants to do. So she's taking her training very, very seriously.
And I thought she looked good. Rusev should never woo, because he can't. He goes, whoa. So it's like, okay, Rusev, no longer woo.
Well, but to be fair, Bobby can't woo either, so.
No, Bobby can't woo.
He's trying. He's wooed Charlotte, that's for sure.
That's for sure. But overall, it was a fun episode. Bobby and Charlotte moved on, and next week it's... I don't want to watch next week's.
You know what? No. I want to watch next week's, because honestly, I want to see Asuka and Miz lose on a technicality. It's not going to happen, but I want to see it.
Because here's the deal. Our favorite couple in this is Alexa and Braun. They're going to lose next week. Unless they finally go back on the thing, if Miz loses, Asuka doesn't lose. Because that's technically true.
But that's what I'm saying. It's the whole technicality is Miz gets pinned and they lose. Asuka didn't get pinned. She didn't get submitted. So technically she is still undefeated, but she's got a loss hung on her because of the Miz. So she can now, you know, stretch this for probably 6-8 months of, or at least till SummerSlam of, I'm not defeated. Nobody beat me. Nobody pinned me. Nobody submitted me. And it's just, it's a nice way to sort of continue it on. You know, it's basically like what happened when Taker tapped out at what pay-per-view was that? Anyway, it was some pay-per-view many, many, many moons ago where thing was Brock.
Was it the Brock feud?
Might have been the Brock feud.
Yeah,
back. Was the Brock or the Angle feud?
Oh, the Kurt Angle one where he tapped out and Kurt. Yeah. Back that was 2002.
Yeah, way back when, but Taker like walked around for the next 4 months, basically saying he hadn't tapped out.
Because it was a pin and a tap out at the same time, what it was.
Yeah, but there's longevity in that. So you could do the same thing with Asuka, where it's, well, I was never pinned. I was never beaten. I am still undefeated. So it's basically, she's got a loss on her, but it's got an asterisk by it because, again, she wasn't beaten. It was Miz that lost the match.
Because here's the stupid thing that's going to happen. If Asuka wins this match, she's going to win this whole thing.
Well, I mean, they pretty much telegraph that she's going to win the whole thing because they put her in it. And it's like, so if unless you're going to cost her the undefeated streak before this is over, which I very much doubt they're going to do, then yeah, she's going to have to win the whole thing unless you do the technicality thing where it's like, yes, somebody else takes the pin and she doesn't get pinned. And then that way that gives you time to sort of like stretch it out where she argues the point.
Oh, yeah.
But until she does eventually lose.
But here's the thing. She's going to then eventually technically beat Charlotte Flair twice in a week if she wins this whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Unless she doesn't beat Charlotte.
What, you don't think Bobby and Charlotte are going to the finals?
No, I think Bobby and Charlotte are going to the finals. I'm talking about at WrestleMania.
Asuka's winning at WrestleMania. Spoiler. Yeah. I'm just forecasting. Coming soon will be the second chance match as well.
Because the other way that you could put this is Charlotte costs Asuka the match. Charlotte and Bobby cost Asuka and...
Hold on, wait. Yeah, go ahead.
Asuka and Miz the match, causing them to lose or causing a disqualification that forces them out of the tournament. And again, that's another technicality where she did not lose. It was a disqualification. So therefore, it does not count. Because by definition, the term undefeated is pin and submission.
When it comes to this extra vote, right?
Uh-huh.
This fan vote. Alexa got eliminated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would they be added to the second chance vote, or are they just eliminated?
No, I think it's only that bracket, that lower bracket that's in the second chance vote.
No, because Rusev and Lana aren't here.
I don't... Maybe?
Because, hear me out, say Alexa and Braun lose. They could come back the following week, unless they're ending voting. If they're ending the voting this week, right? Coming up. If they didn't, technically you could put Alexa and Braun in the voting, and if they would win it, they could come back and beat Charlotte and Bobby. So you don't put Charlotte and Asuka in the ring together. Because that's the biggest problem, putting the two of them in the ring together before WrestleMania. You want to keep them apart.
But you have to have it come down to Raw versus SmackDown. That's the whole thing. You have to have it come down to those two brands, because you have it, in the end, it's two Raw shows. Well, then what was the whole point of it? At all if it was going to be two Raw teams. So it has to be Raw versus SmackDown. Now the flip side to that is, again, Asuka and Miz somehow do not make it to the finals. Somehow, some way, do not make it to the finals, and Alexa and Braun end up in there.
Unless, say someone injures Asuka on Monday night. Because it's Asuka versus Alexa on Monday night. Say Asuka got injured on Monday night, then she wouldn't be able to work on Tuesday.
What if Miz gets injured?
That could happen as well. I'd rather see an injury and then put in an injury replacement than... Because I don't want to see Charlotte and Asuka face off before WrestleMania, because that defeats the point of the first ever showdown. You don't want the first ever showdown on Mixed Match Challenge, you know?
Oh yeah, I know, I get that.
That's my whole theory on it. I don't know.
If they got lucky, Maryse would go into labor early and Miz would have to leave because his wife is having a baby. Actually, they could still play into that. They thought that she went into labor early, so he left. So Asuka doesn't have anybody, no. So by default, they're eliminated.
Okay, no, here's the thing. That plays because he would be scared of Braun.
You would be scared of Braun.
I like this.
Miz goes home because basically Maryse tells him, oh, I think I'm going into labor. So he leaves, thinking that his wife has gone into labor, and you can set it up where it's in between Raw and SmackDown. So like Tuesday morning, they put out an announcement. Oh, hey, look, the Miz had to fly home because Maryse is supposedly in labor. So, well, there's nobody for Asuka to team with. So by default, they're eliminated and they're replaced by whoever. Or they're... You know, they do something with it. Or Asuka has to find a partner.
No, you still gotta get rid of Asuka. You get rid of that whole team, you put in a replacement team. Whoever's leading the second chance vote gets put in, and then you have another second chance vote for the next week. I like this theory. We're gonna use this.
We're gonna run with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like this. But
alright.
That's Mixed Match Challenge.
So I say we take a break for the time being, and when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Fastlane, which aired this past Sunday on the WWE Network. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Hello. Let me introduce you to the characters in the show. One says yes, one says no.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/rackradioshow.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha, is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Eddie might have himself some cig. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. 8 fucking lanes. 8 motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather for time. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking. Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway! Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, you fucking gotta be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
I got a camel light.
Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. We're safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do because actually the fucking light's green. No one's coming. No one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve,
man, somebody give me a goddamn fucking Sunday. You can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Forget about it. It is.
All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... I'm about to get by on my fucking 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight. We're as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well if you get a second. So, well, we're here. We're back. It's another Thursday. We're doing a pay-per-view, but this is the last one till Mania. I'm so happy. I'm so, so happy because after this, we go to one pay-per-view a month and I'm going to be just beside myself with joy. Really?
So, one pay-per-view is going to be tremendous. You know what would be great? It would bust a lot of brackets. I want to see Arizona lose.
Oh, you're playing with fire now. The intern's going to yell at you.
Oh, I know, because I saw his post on Facebook. So I was like, yeah, I wanted to mention that. Sure. They're losing at halftime, just for the record.
They can come back.
They could, but it would. They're losing 40-30. They're only down by one bucket. But it'd be a great bracket buster. just saying. You know, it's fun. March Madness is fun for all the bracket busting.
Please send all thoughts, questions, and opinions to @WildTalkRadio.
Or at Rack Radio Show.
No, we're not taking credit for this. That's on you. This is not a wee thing. This is a you thing.
What? You don't like seeing brackets being busted? You don't like seeing upsets in basketball tournaments?
I don't really care, honestly. Neither one of my teams are in this.
But in general, aren't upsets cool?
I guess.
I mean, it's always good to root for an underdog, especially when those underdogs win the Super Bowl.
And dress up like mummers.
Anyway, let's get into this pay-per-view.
His not-so-subtle shot there. All right.
I mean, I could, you know. All right. So this pay-per-view, in overall, it was a thing. I mean, it was...
It was there.
It was there. It was very, for the most part, predictable. There was only one match that made you go, that's an outcome I didn't expect.
Well, I mean, obviously they're not going to do anything too overly mind-blowing this close to WrestleMania because all the plans are set. So this pay-per-view was more of a kind of a wrap-up for certain storylines so they could move forward with the other ones for WrestleMania and start to kick all of that off. I mean, overall, in terms of a pay-per-view, it was fine. It was good. There weren't any, you know, really big high points. There weren't any really big low points. I mean, it was very much sort of middle of the road. They kept a constant. It's a nice precursor to WrestleMania. And the one thing though that I really did like about this pay-per-view and about Chamber respectively is that they built to both of those pay-per-views. They didn't gloss over them. Now they weren't anything spectacular. They weren't anything really special, but they did make sure to build to them to make them at least somewhat important. Because normally Fastlane and Chambers, especially, you know, it's that pay-per-view before WrestleMania. It's that awkward stepchild in between Rumble and Mania. And so it's like everybody knows that it's like they're not going to do anything at that middle pay-per-view that's going to upset the WrestleMania plans. If anything happens, it's for Mania.
Right.
So they really did a nice job with this of de-emphasizing WrestleMania a little bit and making this about Fastlane, making Fastlane feel important.
Even if the outcomes sort of weren't really in question. And the only really interesting outcome was Bobby Roode losing the U.S. title to Randy Orton. But at that point, the story was already told. We already knew where the direction was, and it's a three-way that no one wants to see because of Jinder Mahal. But we already knew it, so it didn't matter if Bobby or Randy were the champion going into that show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just going to ask this in terms of that feud. Can we please keep the racism to a minimum? Please? Pretty please? With sugar on top? Can we not? With Jinder? I mean, I understand that it was not his fault, that it was being written for him, and it was being written by Vince McMahon, which explains a whole hell of a lot. Why it was being written like that, but yeah, can we just keep, you know, tone down the racism?
No, I want him to go take shots at Canada. Go take shots at his own people. Because why not? It'd be fun.
Well, I mean, that's fine. He can take shots at his own people, but I mean, it's like for basically all the stuff he did with Shinsuke.
Well, there's no Shinsuke in this feud, so that's
I understand that, but it's like if we could just, you know, like dial that
back. Oh, I totally agree. What we also learned is Dolph Ziggler doesn't remember getting concussed because, you know, he only missed 1 week out of 13 years. Liar.
I was going to say, which time?
Remember when he got concussed and was the champion, his big shining one, his one shining moment?
No, I was saying which concussion because he's had several.
Oh, and it was all in that period, too. The one shining moment where he won the world title. Tied into basketball. So there you go. It was a tie-in. And I guess the other big thing coming out of the show, there's two things. And the first one I want to mention to you was the tag team title match. The Usos versus New Day, where everyone did their finisher, each other's finishers, but then a bludgeoning happened. And I'll let Lindsay describe the bludgeoning.
Oh my God, my beardy children were spectacular. So they're in the middle of the match. And out come the Bludgeon Brothers, a little upset that they weren't included in the evening's festivities, and they proceed to beat up all three members of the New Day, and both Usos. They basically left bodies laying everywhere. The hammers got involved, where they were swinging the hammers. I think they did a spine buster to Xavier, or they did a powerbomb to Xavier onto the steel steps, which left Xavier injured, in quotations. So he actually had to be wheeled out. And then the best shot of this whole thing, where it was just a beating. That's all this was like a 2 to 3 minute segment of them just beating up five people. Two men.
It was a bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning five men. And not small men, either. Five good-sized men getting bludgeoned by two was after it was over, after the Bludgeon Brothers had left, you see the carnage, and you see them helping the New Day and the Usos out, where they're wheeling Xavier away on a gurney. You have refs and medical staff helping Big E and Kofi get to the back and helping the Usos get to the back. It was a really powerful moment because it really sold the Bludgeon Brothers in terms of just being badasses.
They went from destroying locals to destroying talent. And they put them on the map with one bludgeoning of five men.
And it was very impressive.
It was.
I was so, so proud of my beardy sons.
We'll get into more of them here in a bit with SmackDown.
Yes.
The other story coming out of it was the six-pack challenge, which AJ Styles retained his title. But it was Shane McMahon's involvement costing both Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn opportunities at the title.
Shane, honey, you just gotta stay out of it, you know? You gotta. I know you don't want to, but you have to.
Now, the match was really good.
The match was really good. They did a very, very... It was a little awkward in the beginning, but as they got up to speed and got up to steam, they did a really nice job of people having the ring at specific times and other people being out of it, so that way you got to see a variety. You got to see sort of everybody do their thing, as opposed to trying to have six people in the ring at the same time. So they did a really nice job of making sure that the ring was never really overcrowded or undercrowded, which was good.
Which was good. A match not many people are talking about that I thought is underrated from this show was Charlotte versus Ruby Riott.
This was actually very good.
Yeah.
Which, and I think a lot of people aren't talking about it because it's just like, it was really kind of a pointless match, unfortunately to say, but it was a really good pointless match. I mean, Ruby and Charlotte mix very, very well together, and I look forward to seeing them do more together in the future.
I agree, and I enjoyed this match a lot. So to quickly go over the results of the show was, in the pre-show you had Team Breezango and Ty Dillinger against Mojo Rawley, Shelton Benjamin, and Chad Gable. The Breezango team won. Shinsuke Nakamura defeated Rusev. Both men were over in that match.
That was a good match as well.
It's a good match.
Rusev and Shinsuke mixed well together.
They did. It was Shinsuke's best match singles in a long time. Bobby Roode lost the U.S. title to Randy Orton, as mentioned earlier. Becky Lynch and Naomi took on Carmella and Natalya, which saw Carmella and Natalya pick up the win. Gear choices, though?
Yeah, there were some questionable things going on in terms of gear choices.
Like Becky's straight fire.
I liked the cut of Becky's outfit. It did nice things for her, but I didn't like the fire thing that was going on there with the pattern. That was a little weird. And then Natty's whole little ruffled collar coat thing, not quite sure what's going on there.
Charlotte retained against Ruby Riott. Asuka showed up afterwards. Yeah, very much expected there.
And Asuka made the challenge for WrestleMania, which again, everybody was pretty much counting on that it was going to happen either Sunday night or Tuesday night.
And then AJ Styles retained the WWE Championship. Big takeaway at the end was Shane McMahon walking by both Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Which led to issues on SmackDown.
So overall, we both went 3-2 in terms of picks on the show. We lost the women's tag and the Bobby Roode match.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Overall, solid pay-per-view, good wrestling, nothing to really complain about. Nothing was overly exciting, nothing was overly awful. It was a fine pay-per-view.
I have something to complain about.
Go ahead.
There was no Bray Wyatt on this show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. True Down.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Not even gonna touch it.
What?
Not. It doesn't work for that brand.
But you know what? Starting next month, he's gonna be, or have the potential to be, on every pay-per-view. If Matt doesn't kill him first.
So, there's that. Now it's on the SmackDown, and the big story coming out of SmackDown Live was Shane McMahon's WrestleMania challenge. Or his announcement, I should say, which he made of Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. And that was his final act for right now as commissioner of SmackDown Live. As well, he sort of gave himself a leave of absence.
So he could do the wrestling thing, which is smart. I like that they did that, that they had him step away from the commissioner role, step away from the authority role, so he can wrestle. But that way he's an equal.
Yeah, but he's technically not wrestling yet because they haven't gone there yet. But we all know where it's leading. He's going to be in the ring at WrestleMania. Why, you ask? Well, glad you asked that question, he says to himself for asking the question.
Talking to yourself again?
Because Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn were feuding with one another, and they set up Shane McMahon. They were two best friends fooling the commish as they laid a beating on Shane McMahon to the point where they put Shane McMahon's head in a chair and rammed it against the ring post. Someone wrote turnbuckle. There was no turnbuckle. It was a ring post.
Yeah, it was the ring post.
But the beating was great. The setup was fantastic. Daniel Bryan returns next week, so
I think my favorite part of the whole segment was after they slammed Shane into the ring post with the chair, is they pulled a chair off of Shane and they're dragging him back to the backstage, and all you see is Shane's foot going back and forth as he's propelling himself backstage.
And then they
giving him a little help.
Yeah, and then they powerbombed him into crates of some sort. You notice every time there's some sort of backstage thing, there's something that will make a really loud noise when you hit it.
Well, yeah.
They always have that plan.
But of course.
That was the big angle from SmackDown Live. Will we get a handicap match? Will we get a triple threat match?
Will we get a tag match?
Will we get a tag match? Will it be the McMahons against the two best friends?
Well, two of the McMahons are busy. The other one has no business being in the ring. He's far too old for those shenanigans.
Just imagine the amount of people who will complain that all the McMahons are wrestling at this WrestleMania if it were to happen.
No. I'm sorry. Vince, no. Vince is too old. He's way too old for those kinds of things. And he clearly understands that.
Or maybe it ends up being Daniel Bryan.
It could be.
Or it's Dolph Ziggler.
I'd rather be Brian.
Or at the very least, Daniel Bryan's special referee. At the very
Brian has to be involved in somehow just to have that tension there.
He'll be the ref if he's not allowed to wrestle. Which, anyway.
Just let him wrestle.
So, coming out of Fastlane, your boys, after their bludgeoning of the New Day and Usos, there's two men left, Jimmy and Big E. They were teaming up to take on the Bludgeon Brothers. Before they can even bludgeon the New Day and Uso, the New Day and Uso members sort of ganged up and started trying to take out the Bludgeon Brothers. But them big hammers, oh man, those big hammers, they can lay one in.
They broke out their big hammers and showed them to everybody.
They were no match for steel chairs.
No, they weren't. They really, really weren't. Which I'm like sitting there watching and I'm like, why would you make this worse on yourself? Like, why? They're just, you're going to make them mad and then they're really going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just accept it and move on with your life. But yeah, so officially, I think the other Uso and then Big E have been taken out officially. So there's like no New Day, no Usos left because of the Bludgeon Brothers.
For now, but I feel like Kofi and Jay will be ready next week.
Maybe.
We had Asuka's first appearance on SmackDown Live. She confronted Charlotte. Good little segment.
It was a good segment.
Queen and the Empress doing battle. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Jinder Mahal beat Bobby Roode because reasons. And afterwards, Randy hit the RKO out of nowhere because, you know, reasons. Which was unfortunate. Carmella compared herself to Fabulous Moolah.
Did you get the Blame Lindsay?
We have a Blame Lindsay?
There's a Blame Lindsay.
Okay. What's the Blame Lindsay?
Trump Jr. and the wifey.
Okay, that's officially...
Hashtag blame Lindsay.
I want a divorce!
Y'all are welcome.
So Carmella defeated Naomi on the show. She's in the Battle Royal that has... Anyway, and Rusev lost to AJ Styles on the show. Yeah, on SmackDown. SmackDown was fun.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun, and it was a nice setup heading towards WrestleMania that they started and they kicked all that off. So, yay.
Yeah, so I say we take a break, come back, and do the rest of the show.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to have Tweet of the Week and NXT. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be right back.
My favorite situations.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list. Write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/rackradioshow.
It's a new day, yes it is!
This WrestleMania season has just become bootyful! As we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network present to you WrestleMania WTR Pick'em with a very special gift. The Book of Booty! One lucky winner will be receiving a copy of the brand new book, The Book of Booty, thanks to our friends at St. Martin's Press. And did we mention, it's signed by the members of New Day? What? How do you win this fantastic thing? All you gotta do is win WrestleMania WTR Pick'em. It's that simple. There are a few ways to enter. Go to each show's respective Facebook page, including facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network or facebook.com/Rock Radio Show, or you can go to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network, or you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio or at Rock Radio Show. Book a booty, then submit your picks and you're in. Just make sure your picks aren't booty. It's WTR WrestleMania Pick'em with the Book of Booty giveaway.
Because
what?
New Day rocks! New Day rocks!
Greetings and salutations, listeners. This is Christopher Daniels, and among many things, I am a pillar of society, an inspiration to children everywhere, and the man with the rear that makes the girls cheer. And what I like to do on my off days is listen to the Rack on Wild Talk Radio. And now, you are too.
Back to the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening just over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBook.com as well. And if you're just tuning in, you missed the news, you missed Fastlane, but you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Braun Strowman, I'm more than any tag team can handle. Those titles will look good around each giant shoulder. Hashtag monster among all, get these hands. And Sheamus replies, we're not any tag team. You're still regretting your life choices, though.
Yes.
In reaction to Monday night's event, where, well, Braun Strowman became the number one contender for the tag titles, Sheamus puts out a tweet and goes, let me look through the rule book. And it's a cat searching a book. And Cesaro replies, skeptical hippo is skeptical. And there's a picture of a skeptical hippo. They're not having these shenanigans. Damn it. Dylan Coomer DC tweets, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, you guys are going to pay. You wouldn't be able to attack me like that. I would whip your asses. And Kevin Owens goes, dude, I know! I love his Twitter so much. And Kevin Owens, you know, being Kevin Owens, well, he was with us on the Why Was Shane McMahon at Raw movement, because WWE tweeted out the picture of Vince, Shane, and Roman all together. And Kevin goes, glad to see our SD Live commissioner has his priorities in order. His crew is at a live event in Dayton, yet he's sitting by Daddy at Raw in Detroit. Lovely.
Of course.
Of course. Sarah Logan, you want me to donate blood at Walmart? I must kindly decline. Walmart ain't cloning me. Sarah Logan, I miss Steve Corino. Attack hug coming soon. And he replies, I'll run. And she goes, I'll run faster.
She'll get you.
She will. Just take it, dude. Just take it like a man.
She will hunt you down.
She drop-kicked her own boyfriend in the face. I mean, you know, just don't. By the way, follow her and Raymond Rowe on Twitter. Or on, Twitter and Instagram. They're adorable.
Also follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at Rack Radio Show.
Ding! And last but certainly not least, Sarah Logan. Google the Tibetan sand fox and look at their faces. You'll thank me later.
Did you do
it? Thank you, Sarah Logan.
Did you do it?
I did do it. It judges you. I was not disappointed.
Buffalo is up 8 points. Upset in the making. Anyway, is that it?
That's it.
Conan O'Brien. Netflix announced it will release over 700 original TV series and movies this year. That explains their new slogan, Quantity. Netflix, looking forward to the 1,138th episode of Conan tonight. Taking shots. Michelle Fishman overheard some 7-year-old girls at Target. Girl 1, oh my god, I want this shirt. I'm a Hufflepuff. Girl number 2, no you're not, you're a slut. Not exactly where you thought that was going, did you?
Nope, it was better.
Yeah. WWE tweeted out Randy Orton becoming a Grand Slam winner. Miz goes, congrats on becoming Grand Slam champion, Randy Orton. Welcome to the club and not the club, where you wear stupid leather jackets and two-sweet each other like it's the 90s.
Damn. Somebody's not bitter.
Someone, a man named Peter goes, hey, Vin Elias, I don't know if you follow at WWE, but a collaboration with WWE Drama King to create the Rusev rap for Rusev Bull would be a great opportunity. Hashtag Rusev Day. Rusev goes, all right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I love it.
Rusev's Twitter is honestly the best.
It really is. Not sports that are breaking. The Cowboys have, you know, it's free agency time, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys have agreed to terms with free agent running back O.J. Simpson. Jerry Jones. He got exactly the kind of character we look for in a Dallas Cowboy. It's not wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
NFL, not sports and NFL free agent signs. Case Keenum Broncos, Allen Robinson Bears, Sammy Watkins Chiefs, Albert Wilson Dolphins, Drew Brees Saints, Trey Burton Bears, Johnny Manziel Starbucks. The youngest child of Matthew Hardy, Lord Wolfgang tweets, I made my pro wrestling debut on WWE Raw while my brother had to work his way up the indies. Wolfgang 1, Maxwell 0.
Wow!
Good to see you can tweet at 1 year old. Amazing.
Maxwell's been tweeting since birth.
I know. So it's probably Lord Wolfgang. Sami Zayn, if you've never beaten up your boss, you should totally try it. I did it, and it was amazing.
Yes, not all of us can beat up our boss and not get fired.
Lance Storr, don't take this advice, people.
Thank you, Lance. Thank you for looking out for the rest of us.
Bubba goes, I put one of mine through a table. He did.
More than one?
Well, he was only talking about one. He put, you know, Dixie through a table.
But he put more than Dixie through a table.
Well, yeah. Not all were his bosses. The Blackheart Project Chiampa goes, I'm fairly certain Lord of Flies by Kane Hill is about a little boy who lost his friend and then lost his job, then lost his smile. Maybe not. Either way, it's definitely an NXT TakeOver New Orleans theme song, because Triple H posted about the theme song. It's tremendous.
Tommaso, can you not?
Rusev, I need a celebrity to fight at WrestleMania 34. Hashtag Rusev Day. The Rock goes, Kevin Hart, he'll put you over, but you gotta kayfabe his STD.
Oh dear.
Rusev replied, celebrities seem to come prepared. They have great win-loss record. They do.
They do.
Celebrities always go over. But I just love The Rock responds to Rusev like that. It's tremendous.
He probably got really excited for a second, and then it was like, oh.
And he's pitching his sidekick. Kevin Hart, not actually him. Maybe. Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Could be a thing.
Could be a thing. Can we get it started? Can we? Can it be Rusev vs. Rock?
On Rusev Day.
On Rusev Day at WrestleMania? Doesn't have to be a match. Could just be a confrontation. Anyway, that's Tweet of Week.
All right. NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So, this week's show was an interesting show. We continued the Dusty Rhodes Classic this week as we, you know, get closer and closer to the finals, which is we'll be here in a few weeks. But this week, we saw the Street Profits take on Heavy Machinery.
In one Great of
the,
match.
It was a fine match. Final match, which saw the Street Profits move on in the Dusty Rhodes tournament. And in other Dusty Rhodes action, it was Sanity versus Tino Sabatelli and Riddick Moss. Sanity got the win.
Sanity prevailed.
Yeah. There was a Nikki Cross chant at some point after she attacked Riddick Moss.
I'm telling you, her and Adam Cole needs to be a thing. They need to do it.
For a split second at this point, I thought, wait, are we replaying last week's moment with Tommaso Ciampa? And I was like, no. No, he came back out. He got booed. They continued to boo him. He got a couple words. He got a couple words out. He said he's gone, but it wasn't on the microphone. He stormed around. He left. The heat is building. It's tremendous.
It is. Question is when will it boil over? I mean, is Candace just going to have to beat his ass like she did Zelina's?
We'll get to that in a minute. Dakota Kai beat Lacey Evans in under a minute. Quick roll up. Out of nowhere. Then Shayna came out, got in Dakota's face, I guess, intimidated her a little bit. But Ember Moon showed up before any damage could be done and told Shayna Baszler, whether she has one arm or two, she's going to end all this at TakeOver New Orleans. They brawled. A lot of fun. Baszler blocked the eclipse with a kick and then choked out Ember Moon until Dakota Kai grew a little set and took care of Baszler so Moon could then hit the eclipse. Good stuff.
It was really good stuff. It was kind of like, Shayna, you leave her alone.
Shayna got hers, but she also, you know, I love the little character development in Dakota Kai standing up for herself. I thought it was really good.
It was really good.
Then we had Peter and Adam.
I need more of this in my life. I really, really do. This was really fantastically good. These two play nice together.
It was a good matchup for the UK title. Undisputed Era got involved at the end, so their leader would not have to tap out. Roderick Strong then made the save for Peter.
And again, I don't know where this pairing came from. I don't really care. I really like it, though. Like, I really, really, really like the idea of Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne together. They make a nice pairing. Good job, Regal. Good job finding someone outside of Trent and Tyler.
And seeing how Roderick Strong is no longer in a Cruiserweight tournament, frees him up to, you know, do other things down the road.
Like win tag team titles.
Eventually, maybe. Then we had the contract signing.
Oh my god.
William Regal is out to introduce Aleister Black, who comes out in a suit. And then he accused up Andrade Cien Almas, but it was only Zelina Vega. She said Almas was not here, that tiny table, that Black moved out of the way. Then he got on the floor and said, we're on the same level now.
Aleister!
I will say this. I say this all the time. She is short.
She's tiny. She is very, very tiny.
Like, legit, she's tiny. And they play it up, too, which is tremendous. But she doesn't see it as a weakness. She'll just beat your ass. Like, she slapped Aleister when he was... To get him to sign the contract. So both of them signed the contract. Then he got up after the slap. She keeps yelling at him, you are nothing. He rolls out of the ring. And he said, well, I'm glad you came alone tonight. Because he didn't. Mrs. Wrestling then shows up. Candice LeRae puts a beating on Zelina. Ends with a Stratisfaction Bulldog. But, yeah, she put a beating on Zelina and she got what she deserved.
And it was awesome.
I love this segment.
It's like, Aleister, you sassy bastard, you. And you could tell. You could tell by just the smirk on his face. He enjoyed every second of it. And then Candace is like, I'm gonna just F you up. And that's exactly what she did. And again, Aleister enjoyed the hell out of it. He was highly entertained.
He was very entertained.
But yeah, great, great signing for NXT.
Oh yeah. So that's everything.
Well then, I think that does it for us. So, you got stuffs to plug.
I'm going to let you plug our extras.
Well, alright. We have content, guys. Content. So, as of Tuesday, the Book of Booty review dropped, and yes, you can win a copy. You want to find out how? You gotta listen to the Book of Booty podcast. We reviewed Timeless, which came out today. You're not watching NBC's Timeless, you really should, because, you know, we're trying to save the show. You know, make sure it gets to season 3, because Mama needs things to watch. We have... What else do we have?
The stars of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Vegas, Aubrey and Bristol.
How could I forget that? How could I forget that? Anyway, sorry, yes. HGTV interview, Aubrey and Bristol, HGTV Flip or Flop. I need to go to bed. That's out as well. And coming tomorrow, we are dropping an episode of The Royals on y'all, where we're reviewing the first episode of season 4. You don't want to miss it. And we have a very special announcement potentially attached to that. So stay tuned.
You want to make sure you listen to that podcast.
All the way through.
All the way through to the end. They're not very long. By the way, they're 10-minute podcasts. I hope you all enjoy them. We're trying different things. If there's a show you would like us to review or talk about, let us know. Tweet us at Rack Radio Show or at Wild Talk Radio. Just if you have an idea, that's fine. We'll think about it. We got some ideas we want to do as well.
No zombies.
No zombies. Anyway, make sure you listen to all that. So that means the extra podcast will include, in the coming weeks, Total Divas, Timeless, and The Royals. Extra content on the Rack Extra. That being said, Saturday night, midnight-ish at CB Radio, we are doing Irish People for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, that's what we're doing. And go back and listen to the Pizza Debate and all that fun stuff. I have ideas for future shows, so we have a lot of stuff coming for CB Radio, CB Radio Live, on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night. Monday night's Rob Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Will there be a dead man? We'll find out. WTR Sims on Tuesdays, usually twitch.tv/rackradioshow. That may become more of a actual thing again, airing live, so be ready for that. And we'll be back next Thursday night, live, 10 p.m. Eastern for the Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, Instagram. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Rack Radio Show. Check out all the Rack Extras. I'm at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out the very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and fightboot.com.
Hold on. 72-58. Arizona's going to lose. They're going to lose.
And you can give him so much crap on Saturday.
Anyway, send us home.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.